This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. In sporting news today, well, it's actually sports marketing news, but it is a big deal. The most decorated gymnast in the world, Simone Biles, of course, come on, you knew that. She has left Nike, the biggest sportswear company in the world, and joined smaller, women-focused Athleta, which is owned by The Gap. Nike has, as you know, been at the tippy top of the heap of sponsorships for athletes basically forever. So Biles leaving sends a whole lot of messages about what athletes and brands should expect from one another. Marketplace's Erica Barris has more on what this deal means.
When Simone Biles finishes a routine, it gets this kind of response.
Wow. That is why she is the greatest gymnast of all time.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Unreal.
But beyond the beam, Biles has also been outspoken about racism, women in sports, and the predatory abuse she and other athletes have experienced. At Athleta, Biles says she'll have a platform for her activism.
It was super important for me to align with a partner who supports me, not just as a gymnast or an athlete, but for the individual that I am and the change that I want to create.
That was Biles on Instagram, where she has a few million more followers than Athleta does. At Athleta, Biles will have her own line of performance wear. Liz Delia is a sports management professor at UMass Amherst. She says that Biles is the latest top athlete to leave Nike for a smaller brand.
You're given more authority and more potential to be creative in what you want that partnership to look like, as opposed to at a place like Nike, you might be seen as one of many.
And in an emailed statement, the company says they've always taken great pride in their leadership in supporting women in sport at all levels. Nike has faced criticism for how it's treated and compensated its women athletes and its women employees. Still, says Wharton marketing professor Americus Reed, Nike's not going to hurt too much from losing Biles.
Every single time Nike has misstepped, they always bounce back because at the end of the day, they have a really, really, really strong, powerful brand.
Even so, he says, with this departure, the executives at Nike are probably making some internal adjustments. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.